Joined now in the studio by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Orange County, Aaron. I'm sorry for skipping a short and sweet business beat last week.
We had
our nonprofit roundtable, our last one of the year, but excited to be back. Love seeing you at the holiday parade on Saturday.
Yes.
How was
that for you?
You were commentating
for the People's Channel. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So this was my second go at this. I will say that I think a year of short and sweet business beats helped prepare me for this. But you know, you never can be prepared for what you might see at our holiday parade. But it was a great time. Certainly got me in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, it's so much fun to be a part of the parade, to be out there seeing the parade, to be done with the parade and then turn around and walk the other way and see all of the other cool floats that are behind you. It was just a lot of fun being there. A beautiful day too. It was like 70 degrees.
That's certainly Christmas time in the South, but also might be a warning of climate change changes. But excited to feature local businesses. Appreciate WCHL being a sponsor of the parade, and folks can actually see it rebroadcast on the People's Channel or online. So
along with your commentary too. Right?
Along with my commentary, but I said if they ask me to do it again, I want you know. Radio, you don't care what my hair looks like, but for television, might need some extra help with hair
and
makeup.
It was fine.
So no one knows what my hair looks like now. But we're excited we're closing in on the holidays. Have some events coming up, but also some gift ideas. So excited about being back for the short and sweet business beat.
So cool. Tell us what's going on. We got a lot of holiday stuff coming up. It's been ongoing. We had the parades already, but there's still a lot coming up between now and Christmas.
A lot coming up. A couple business events coming up. Farrington Lake Apartments. They are having a ribbon cutting because they are debuting their new name, Crosstown, at Chapel Hill Apartment Homes. The ribbon cutting will be at 12 o'clock with a meet and greet from 5 to 7. They feature two swimming pools, which you could probably take a dip in with this kind of weather, tennis courts, and a panoramic lake view, conveniently located near Highway 54 and I-40. Crosstown offers residents access to both Chapel Hill and Durham.
What day is that going to be?
Thursday. Yes.
Yep. So tomorrow,
okay. Celebrating a ribbon cutting at noon. Also, La Boutique Lane in Carmel is celebrating 2 years, their two-year-old birthday party. Unlike other two-year-old birthday parties, they're actually going to be offering champagne. So
very
come
nice.
Shop small at Carmel Mall and celebrate La Boutique Lane's two-year anniversary. So all shops will be hosting a party during the Carmel Mall's Candlelight Open House. And so you have some chance to cross off some gifts off your Christmas list, win prizes, and celebrate with bubbles.
And what other places can you go to get gifts between now and Christmas time?
Oh, okay.
Because
sure.
I gotta be perfectly honest with you. Although I love the Christmas season, it's my favorite time of the year. I haven't actually started buying Christmas presents yet. I'm one of those wait till the last minute people. So
I used to do it almost all downtown on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
nice. I worked, my first job was with Wentworth and Sloan Jewelers when they were downtown, and Mr. Jackson, would let us take an extra long lunch break on Christmas Eve and go downtown and finish off our Christmas list. I have some resources for last minute gift givers. I'm a procrastinator myself, but you can check out the Visit Chapel Hill Shopping Guide. Visit our Facebook page where it's posted at facebook.com/ChapelHillCarborough Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
You can come by the chamber and pick up our December newsletter because guess what's in it? It's a $5 off coupon at Twig.
Awesome.
Twig is an eco boutique located at 99 South Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Chapel Hill Magazine has a great local gift guide. You can find their gift suggestions at chapelmagazine.com. I think you can give an experience.
That's what I'm doing more and more. I like receiving experiences. I like giving experiences. Yeah.
So the chamber
it's so materialistic. It's really cool to do something, and you can contribute to the local economy just as easily,
exactly.
If not more so, by just experiencing something really cool.
So the chamber recommendation is going to have to be our new Silver Spot Theater, Silver Spot Cinema. You can buy gift certificates. I bought one today, and it can go towards tickets, concessions, or dinner or lunch at the restaurant. And they are actually hosting our board meeting tomorrow, so it's a great place for special events and a great experience to give the moviegoer in your life.
I'm going on Sunday to see Star Wars, so...
We had a stormtrooper visit the chamber on Monday.
Stormtrooper was here earlier on Monday too. It was an exciting experience.
It was a great way to start off the week. And when I went to go pick up my gift certificate for a special chamber member, they told me that Darth Vader is coming.
Oh, nice!
I'm not sure if it's tomorrow or Friday.
That's a good question, because it actually opens tomorrow night.
Keep tuned on social media for an appearance by Darth Vader.
Our stormtrooper was tall. He actually hit his head on the doorway on his way out. That's a Star Wars joke for the three people who got that, by the way.
I didn't get it, but I'm laughing anyway. My last gift recommendation, one of my favorites, is to make a donation in someone's name. This is a great thing to give. It's actually what I am asking my friends and family to give me this year. I don't need too much more stuff. I'm trying to downsize.
Yes.
So asking for a donation in someone's name. And if you aren't sure about any what kind of organizations are out there, visit carolinachamber.org/nonprofits for a list of chamber member charitable organizations.
And that's a great gift to give too. Nonprofits in the area, and again, so many of us, I'm the same way. I've been trying to downsize for the last 2 years, and there's a lot of people out there that are trying to do that, so this is a perfect gift.
Right,
you're doing good in the community. You're doing it in someone's name, and you're not making it harder for them to downsize. It's the best of all worlds.
I think it's an issue for another short and sweet business beat. I'm a child of hoarders and have a clutter problem too. But please, I don't want to. You can make a donation to a local nonprofit. You can shop locally and you can give a local experience. But whatever you choose to do, we hope that you'll do it locally.
And it's time to make Christmas plans as well. We're speaking with Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. It's the short and sweet business beat. Christmas is coming up in 9 days, if you can believe it. So
Aaron,
close.
Like coming to this spot weekly is usually a reminder of some
just
impending
how fast
deadline.
The time
you're
goes.
Like,
yeah.
You're like the business expo is just a few
tomorrow.
Days.
Have you started planning for the State of the Community report? It's in 12 hours. Come on.
And I haven't even gone Christmas shopping. Anyway, for those procrastinators and those like me, I've said on previous radio shows before that I am not a cook. So if you want to know what restaurants are serving dinner on Christmas Day, I've got your list.
Yes.
Chamber members, Carolina 1663
awesome
at Sheraton Chapel Hill is serving the regular menu from 4 to 9. Crossroads Chapel Hill, after their new multi-million-dollar renovation at Carolina Inn, they are having a brunch buffet from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And it's actually reasonable, too, like price-wise. I was looking at that brunch buffet, and it was like, oh, for Christmas, you go to a fancy restaurant, you expect to spend a lot of money. For Crossroads, it's like, it's really good, actually. Yeah.
Because I remember growing up going to Carolina Inn's cafeteria, they actually have a few dishes that are kind of reminiscent of they call them the Crossroad trays or something, the Carolina Inn cafeteria trays. So,
yep.
Lots of great options there.
Yeah.
Farrington House, they have a pre-fee menu from noon to 3. And Il Palio, which also just underwent a huge renovation at the Siena Hotel, it's gorgeous. You'll want to check out that restaurant if you're unable to make it for Christmas. December 25th, you should. They will have a pre-fee menu noon to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
But you should definitely, if you haven't seen the renovation, you should definitely
go
check it out.
Yeah.
A couple other restaurants, not chamber members, but local. Tallulah's is serving their regular menu 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. And if you are a family that has a tradition of on Christmas Day going to a Chinese restaurant, Gourmet Kingdom is open, and so is Red Lotus. Red Lotus on Elliott Road and Gourmet Kingdom in Carrboro. So.
I can vouch for Tallulah's on Christmas Day. That was my jam 2 years ago.
Nice! Yeah.
First year I wasn't able to go home to Michigan for Christmas, so I was in Chapel Hill on Christmas Day, and I was like, oh, where do I eat? So I just like, there's got to be someplace open on Franklin Street.
So
I just started walking. It's like, oh, Tallulah's. It was great. And I'd never been there before, and it was terrific.
So yeah. There's your recommendation.
There's the recommendation.
We had a tradition of going to, not Tallulah's, but Trilusa, but unfortunately they're out of business.
Yep.
But you can head downtown or check out a newly renovated restaurant, or if you want to do the traditional Chinese or Chinese in a movie, head to Silver Spot. But
awesome.
Check out Gourmet Kingdom and Red Lotus are also open on Christmas Day.
Trilogy is probably going to be open too. Wouldn't they be?
Cox with the News and Observer update his list. Thank you to the News and Observer for that great compilation of restaurants open on December 25th.
All right. Chapel Hill Harbor Chamber of Commerce, carolinachamber.org is the website. So head there and get all of your information about the holiday season, business events and happenings going on around the Chapel Hill Harbor community. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.